University Task Force proposes ban on words man, brown bag, picnic, dummy, crazy. By Kyle Olson on December 28, 2020. A University of Michigan task force has proposed a ban on several words it deemed non-inclusive earlier this month, and recommended their replacements. A work group within the Information and Technology Services (ITS), called the Words Matter Task Force, came up with a lengthy list that may hinder effective communication, harm morale, and deliberately or inadvertently exclude people from feeling accepted to foment a healthy and inclusive culture. The list, it said, are terms that can be construed to be racist, sexist, or non-inclusive. The university identified 28 offending words and phrases, including men or man as a prefix or suffix. The alternative term recommended by the university group is people or person, such as changing man hours to person hours. The task force zeroed in on several other gender-based words and phrases, and proposed alternatives. Gender-neutral he or she to gender-neutral they. Grandfather to legacy status. Girl/gal, boy/guy to person. Guys/gals, for example hi guys, to everyone, folks. Honey, sweetheart, sweetie to use the person's name. The task force objected to color-based sayings, such as blacklist/whitelist. One recommended term change was allowlist/denylist. It suggested changing black and white thinking to all or nothing thinking. Brown bag should be changed to lunch and learn. Picnic should be dropped in favor of gathering. The task force did not identify why sitting in a park on a blanket eating a meal could be racist, sexist, or non-inclusive. The task force also focused on words and phrases as apparently found rooted in race, and proposed alternative sayings. Long time, no see to it's been a while or I haven't seen you in ages. Low man on the totem pole to last in the pecking order, the bottom of the heap. Master/slave to leader/follower. Native to built-in, innate. Off the reservation to outside the norms. Sold down the river to betrayed. Straw man to propose conceptual design. The group urged eliminating crazy, insane for outrageous, unthinkable, nonsensical, incomprehensible, ridiculous, egregious, irrational. Dummy should be changed to placeholder, sample, the report said. The Words Matter Task Force said it would like its recommendations to be embedded into consistent professional development opportunities for all current and future staff. The group indicated its recommendations are not just intended to change the way the university communicates, but that it has the opportunity to influence change with vendors, suppliers, and associations. HT Fox News. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Parler.